I'm happy that we have another edition of The Milton Maker. I'm Carla with you, and today we're featuring Milton's Lost Pages, owned by Nisha. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Excited to be here.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. Is this the first time that you are at a radio station on
100%.
Air? 100%. That's exciting. It's always exciting.
This is my moment.
Yes, it is. So you have a business. It's called Lost Pages, and I was looking at your website, and everything on there I want.
That's good to hear.
Talk to us a little bit about how you started Lost Pages, what it's all about for anyone who hasn't heard of it so far.
Yeah, definitely. So like a lot of people, 2020, pandemic, lockdown, I was home on maternity leave with my youngest, and my other two kids were also home. So taking care of three kids, my husband's working from home, I decided I needed to do something that's mine. So I started getting back into reading. And of course, with three kids around, everyone's picking up my book and my bookmark's falling out. And it's really frustrating because I barely have time for myself to begin with. So I just started putting an elastic band on my books to keep my page in place. And so when my kids would pick it up, the bookmark wouldn't fall out.
Oh, that's smart.
So great idea. Didn't look cute at all. So I kind of started doing some research online, and I'm like, what can I use to actually like have a nice elastic around my book? And I started doing some research, looking on Pinterest, Etsy, and you know, when I figured out, okay, I can use these fold-over elastics, make them look pretty, add some accessories to them, and maybe that'll make a cute bookmark. So I did that, and my husband looked at them. He's like, oh, that's genius. You should sell these. I'm like, really? So I sent a picture to my sister. I made a couple more. I'm like, oh, what do you think of these? She's like, oh, cool. Where'd you get those? Did you get those from Amazon? I said, no, I made them. She's like, really? You made them? Like, yeah. She's like, you should sell them. So that's when things started getting into motion. I put my Instagram page together. I let like my close friends and family know that I'm starting something new, a new endeavor. And I launched Lost Pages. And, you know, I had so much support from all my friends and family when I launched. I sold out. I don't even remember how many bookmarks I made. And, you know, as time went on, I started to expand my business. So my niche is my elastic book bands. But then I've also got tote bags and book sacks.
I saw you personalize hardcovers for the books
as
well.
Yeah, the journals. Really, anything kind of considered bookish. And I do keychains and I personalize things. I've got one of those cricket machines. So.
Love the cricket.
Yeah, exactly.
My
I haven't
best
really
friend.
Been able to use it for my own personal self, but for the business, it's been great. And it's just great just coming up with new ideas, but also always coming back to books and reading. And, you know, if you do check out my Instagram page, you notice that I put out book reviews because I do love reading. So I just want to share that with everyone. So, like, my page is not just, you know, my products. I wanted it to become like a part of who I am.
So yeah, kind of like a book club or a book community, where people who love reading can go to and see, you know,
exactly.
What you've referred to them or these ideas that you have that you've made into your own and are selling now, which are so cute. I haven't seen anything like it, I don't think, on another business page. So good for you for really finding your niche
and going for it. The beautiful thing when people say that to me. I've never seen anything like that. I'm like, okay, like this is... You know, this is something. So that's why, you know, I'm obviously not on maternity leave anymore. I've got my 9-to-5 job, but, you know, this is something that's mine, my passion. So, and I created the business so that even when I was home with the kids, I would only work on it in the evening so that when I did eventually get back to work, I knew it's something that I could manage with my job.
And keep up with. It's so hard to balance everything, but good for you for doing it. Because, especially with kids, I don't know how you do it, but you do. So kudos to you. Do you have any last words that you want to share with anyone about your business?
Yeah, just give me a follow at Lost Pages Shop. Come to my page, get some book recommendations, check out my products. Just want everyone out there to keep reading and diversify your bookshelf. Let's pick up some BIPOC authors, some local authors, and just, you know, support each other.